friend arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're having an incredibly important and serious conversation this Friday afternoon with Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter Jamie is no doubt looking down on you, Fred, and your family, and thinking, yeah, that's the kind of dad everyone deserves. Again, I'll start with my thanks to you and your family for your dedication to the effort to stop gun violence. I want to share with folks just some of the basic polling on these issues. 67% of Americans believe gun violence is a major problem. 43% are very concerned. If we combine that with somewhat concerned, it's 77% are very or somewhat concerned that their child's school could be the site of a mass shooting. 45% of Americans strongly agree, and when combined with somewhat agree, 65% of Americans agree that assault-style weapons should not be readily available to citizens. I can go on. The bottom line here, Fred, is about voting in the 3rd Congressional District. Yes. We have a choice. We have a choice to send Van Orten packing, don't we?
Listen, this election is either about hope and progress and bringing decency and civility back and electing people who want to ensure that you and those you love can be safe, or not voting and ending up with a guy like Van Orden. There's more people who feel the way we do. You just read the statistics. This isn't about what the majority feels. The majority wants this stuff. It's a question of who votes. And so it's if you find yourself agreeing that you want to support those who want to reduce gun violence, not antagonize the Second Amendment, not antagonize gun owners, but reduce gun violence, who, by the way, whoever that person is that you may vote for is also likely the same person who wants to restore bodily autonomy, who wants to protect voting rights, who wants to protect the environment for you and those you love. If you agree, then it's really simple. Don't get mad at people like Van Orden and waste all your energy screaming at a television. Make sure you go ahead and get a voting plan in place. Check your voter registration. Decide, am I going to vote in person or early or by mail? And be prepared to vote at the earliest possible chance that you can in your state. Don't scream at the television. Get a voting plan and vote, and make sure every single person you know that's of voting age has a voting plan in place as well. We can fix this. We can elect a President Harris and a Vice President Walz, and we can down ballot. We can flip this House by firing guys like Van Orden. We can maintain the Senate, and we can actually make D.C. work again.
Wouldn't that be a very welcome change of pace? I just want to share these additional facts with people. Van Orden has been rated 100% by the Gun Owners of America. He's received an A-plus to an A to a B-plus rating from the NRA. He has said these things: Biden, Pelosi, and Democrats running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, this was still during the primary time, do not respect the Second Amendment and want to take away your rights as Americans. That is a lie. It's a damn lie. And he is a lying liar who spreads lies. And he's the kind of guy that bullies kids working in libraries, Senate pages in the Capitol rotunda. The guy is despicable.
But he did more than he literally, it's on video. He cursed kids out for no reason at all. They were in the rotunda. They were taking photos, which they are allowed to do. He went on a rampage. Who knows what was behind his rampage? But that's what he did.
Perhaps all the empty alcohol and beer cans in his congressional office.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I
will. I mean, he was, the guy was loaded and he lost his bananas at a bunch of kids working as Senate pages in the Capitol. What the F are you all doing? Get the F out of here. You're defiling the space. Who the F are you? Who the F are you, Derek Van Orden?
He's also brought a loaded gun through a TSA checkpoint.
Yes. I was just going to get, thank you, Fred. I'm getting upset over here. You're going to keep me tied down. Tried to take a loaded freaking gun on a plane. Just during the RNC, he got in, like shoved a woman out of line and then blamed her. He's shouted during State of the Union addresses. Oh, and he wrote a book in 2015. This is one of my favorite Van Orden facts. Book of Man, a Navy SEAL's guide to the lost art of manhood. You can only imagine what sort of claptrap and tripe that's filled with. He had an absolutely belligerent outburst at a White House briefing on Israel and the Gaza conflict, lost his marbles, refused to apologize. People giving the briefing reported that they were afraid for their physical safety. He criticized the 2016 decision to allow women to become Navy SEALs, saying that women have to take a 2-year break. That's not good business. And he's referenced Aboriginal cultures as a good example of what gender roles in the United States should be. Folks, as Mr. Guttenberg has said, we need to vote. If there are third congressional district folks listening right now, Fred, I want to give you the last word. What do you want to say to people? What are your thoughts for Wisconsin voters?
Yeah, you spent a couple of years getting angry at him. Now make him irrelevant. Vote him out of office.
I love it. I think I'm going to get t-shirts made with that saying. Are you angry? Let's make them irrelevant again. That's what I'd like to do because it's so extreme. And all of this, if you want to drain the swamp, start with the gun lobby.
Yep.
It's a good place to start. And certainly, sir, I hope we can continue this conversation. Thank you so very much for your time this afternoon and your tireless advocacy. In this area. I really appreciate it. That's Fred Guttenberg, father of Jamie Guttenberg, who died in the Parkland shooting a little bit over 6 years ago. Here's where you can find out where you vote. Myvote.wi.gov. Make a plan to vote and get it done. When we come back, it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Explain that, because my voters don't get it.